Welcome to Narracast Tech Briefing. I'm your host, and we have some massive financial numbers to unpack today.
That's right. If you thought the AI infrastructure build-out was expensive based on the public balance sheets, you might want to sit down. We are looking at a shadow debt situation that dwarfs what companies are officially reporting.
We will also be looking at a growing revolt in Silicon Valley. A coalition of startups is pushing back hard against the U.S. government's potential ban on Chinese open-weight AI models, arguing it would destroy the domestic startup ecosystem.
It is a direct clash between national security concerns, intellectual property, and open-source innovation. Let's get into it.
Our first story comes from a bombshell investigation by Nikkei Asia. We all know that tech giants are spending heavily on AI infrastructure, buying up GPUs and building data centers. But it turns out the official numbers we see on their balance sheets are only part of the story. According to the report, five major U.S. tech companies hold an estimated $1.65 trillion in off-balance sheet debt related to AI infrastructure.
To put that $1.65 trillion figure into perspective, it actually exceeds the $1.35 trillion in debt that these same five companies officially reported on their most recent balance sheets. We are talking about Alphabet, Microsoft, Amazon, Meta, and Oracle. They have essentially more than doubled their actual financial leverage without triggering headline debt metrics.
Meta is the most extreme example cited in the investigation. They alone account for approximately $420 billion of this off-balance sheet debt. That is nearly triple their officially reported liabilities. When you see a company carrying triple the debt in the shadows compared to what is formally recognized, you have to ask how this is mechanically happening.
The mechanics are complex but entirely legal under current accounting standards. This debt is primarily tied up in three things: long-term data center leases, massive GPU supply contracts, and special purpose vehicles, or SPVs. By using joint ventures and structuring these long-term commitments as operating leases or off-book entities, they can fund the hardware without recording the full upfront capital cost as traditional debt.
It is a strategy that keeps their primary balance sheets looking pristine. These obligations are disclosed in the financial footnotes, so accounting experts and analysts can find them if they dig deep enough. But it completely obscures the true immediate financial leverage of these firms to the casual investor or the broader market.
And that raises a very serious question about systemic risk. Whenever we hear about complex financial structures and special purpose vehicles being used to keep debt off the main books, the ghost of Enron inevitably enters the chat. Now, to be clear, analysts note this is compliant with the rules, unlike Enron's fraudulent concealment. But the sheer scale of it creates a massive, inflexible financial obligation.
Exactly. The risk here isn't necessarily regulatory penalty. It's a structural trap known as a refinancing cliff. These tech giants are betting the farm that AI demand will grow exponentially, generating the cash flow needed to service these massive lease and supply agreements over the next 5 to 10 years.
If that demand softens, or if the monetization of AI doesn't match the aggressive growth projections, they are still on the hook for that $1.65 trillion in commitments. They can't just return a custom-built data center or break a multi-year GPU supply contract without severe financial penalties.
It fundamentally changes how investors need to view the risk profiles of these companies. We've been treating Microsoft, Alphabet, and Meta as cash-printing fortresses with fortress balance sheets. But if their true leverage is double or triple what the headline figures suggest, their margin for error in the AI race is actually incredibly thin.
It also explains why they are pushing so hard to commercialize every aspect of AI right now. They need the revenue to catch up to the shadow debt they've already incurred. It's a high-stakes gamble, and the financial engineering required to sustain it is unprecedented in the modern tech era.
Moving from the infrastructure costs of the tech giants to a major policy fight brewing among the startups. On July 22nd, a newly formed coalition called the Little Tech Association sent a letter to the Trump administration. The group represents nearly 200 Silicon Valley companies, including heavyweights like Y Combinator and Proton, and they are urging the government not to ban or restrict access to Chinese open-weight AI models.
This directly connects to a story we covered last week regarding Moonshot AI's release of the Kimi K3 model. The context for this potential ban is that White House Office of Science and Technology Policy Director Michael Kratsios recently alleged that Moonshot AI used large-scale distillation attacks to steal proprietary technology from Anthropic's Fable model in order to build Kimi K3.
Right. The allegation is that Chinese firms are essentially copying or distilling the outputs of advanced American AI systems to train their own competitive models at a fraction of the original R&D cost. In response, the U.S. government is considering severe restrictions on these models. But the startups are arguing that a ban would actually destroy American innovation rather than protect it.
Suhail Doshi, the founder of Particle, put it bluntly. He stated that a ban would cause, quote, hundreds of companies that instantly die. The reality on the ground is that many U.S. startups rely heavily on these highly capable, low-cost, open-weight models from China to build their products and remain competitive.
The Little Tech Association argues that banning these open-weight models would primarily serve as a massive handout to large domestic incumbents like Anthropic and OpenAI. If startups can't use a free or cheap open-weight model, they are forced to route all their traffic through the expensive paid APIs of the big American labs. It essentially acts as a tax on small businesses.
It brings up a really difficult balancing act for the government. On one hand, you have legitimate intellectual property concerns. If Anthropic spends hundreds of millions of dollars training Fable, and a foreign competitor can just siphon that intelligence via distillation, that undermines the incentive to build frontier models. But on the other hand, cutting off the resulting open source tools hurts the little guy the most.
There is also a massive practical question here regarding enforcement. The startup founders point out that a ban on open-weight models is practically unenforceable. These are just files. Once a model like Kimi K3 or QN is released globally, the weights are mirrored on thousands of servers and torrent trackers around the world.
Exactly. You can't put the genie back in the bottle. Trying to ban a file format or a set of neural network weights from entering the US is like trying to ban a specific string of text on the internet. Startups could easily access them via VPNs or offshore servers, which just pushes the innovation underground or forces US companies to incorporate abroad.
The divide between big tech and little tech has never been sharper. The major labs want regulation to protect their multi-billion dollar investments from distillation, while the 200 companies in this coalition view that same regulation as a moat-building exercise designed to lock them into high-priced ecosystems. It will be fascinating to see how the administration navigates this.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick before we wrap up.
Sounds good. We have a batch of developer updates and an interesting piece on cognitive science.
This is a hugely helpful distinction for developers. Previously, it could be tricky to tell if your automated agent stopped because it hit a user-defined token limit, or if it actually slammed into the model's hard context window ceiling. Now, scripts can explicitly catch that context overflow.
That exact same stop reason feature was simultaneously pushed to the Anthropic C# SDK with the release of version 12.38.0.
It makes total sense to roll this out across the board. As we see more complex, long-lived agentic workflows built in .NET, hitting that maximum token capacity is becoming a common hurdle. This allows enterprise apps to cleanly trigger summarization or data compaction routines when the context fills up.
Rounding out the developer updates, the Anthropic Java SDK hit version 2.51.0 today, bringing the same model context window exceeded stop reason to Java environments.
They also included a minor but notable bug fix in this release, standardizing their internal exception messages to correctly refer to their command line interface as ant. It shows a clear push to unify their developer branding across all languages.
Finally, a bit of an analog palate cleanser. A recent post highlights the cognitive benefits of writing by hand, noting that science fiction author Neal Stephenson has composed almost all of his books since 2001 using a fountain pen on physical paper.
The science backs up his preference.
A 2021 study found that volunteers taking notes on paper completed tasks 25% faster and showed stronger brain activity for memory recall an hour later compared to those using tablets. Typing might be 55% faster for the average student, but the tactile process of handwriting forces a deeper level of thought organization.
That is all the time we have for today's briefing. Thanks for tuning in.
We will be back tomorrow with more updates from the edge of tech. See you then.